Southeast wind 6 to 9 miles per hour, becoming southwest in the afternoon. Chance of precipitation is 100%. New precipitation amounts between a half and three quarters of an inch possible. Tuesday night, a chance of rain, mainly before 1 a.m. Areas of fog, otherwise mostly cloudy, with a low around 46. Calm wind, chance of precipitation is 40%. New precipitation amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch possible.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County. Good afternoon and welcome to Mental Health Matters. I'm your host, Larry Cartwright, and my co-host is Tracy Ivey. And this is NAMI's Hour, compliments of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And NAMI is the National Alliance on Mental Illness. There's a chapter of NAMI in every county in the state of New Jersey, every state in the union, and overseas. In Hunterdon County, we're all volunteers. We have no office. We work out of our homes. Everything we do is free. We run classes. We have support groups. We try to help people who have a mental health issue, either themselves or in their families. And like I said, everything is free. If you need some more information or would like to ask some questions or something, we'd be more than happy to help you. All you have to do is dial 908-284-0500. And we don't have someone manning that phone 24/7, but we do check it at least twice a day. So we will get back to you, we promise. Today we're very privileged to have with us Joanne Diaz. Joanne, are you there? Joanne? Well, I guess we have a little problem. Joanne has wrote a book, and I'm going to see if we can't find her. So if we just be right back in just a couple seconds.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program, no drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins. jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hello. We're talking to Joanne Diaz. Joanne, are you there?
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Hello. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Rapp Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rapp Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org. The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime. And selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077.
Okay. Joanne, you there? Can you hear me? Joanne, can you hear me?
Hello, Joanne. We're having some technical difficulties. We'll play some more ads for you.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
Hello, is Joanne on? Joanne?
Joanne?
Just a commercial if you want. It's got to be something.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Joanne, are you there? Hello, Joanne. Hello, paging Joanne Diaz. Trying to get you as our guest today? Having some phone trouble.
Yeah. So you want to talk about something else?
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way.
The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You hear me, Joanne?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we have it. there you go. Start over again. We've been trying for the last 10 minutes to get a hold of Joanne Diaz, and it's no fault of hers. Somehow or other, the phone line and the computer and all that jazz just didn't work. But Joanne is a mother of 9 children, and she wrote a book about her journey with postpartum depression. So I would like to welcome you, Joanne, and it's a pleasure to have you here finally, and you know, after a lot of trying, but...
Thank you, Larry. Hey, the way I look at it is less time that you all have to listen to me, because I just babble forever anyway.
No, no, that's, you know, that's not true. According to the flip book that I received from, was it Colleen?
Yes.
Once after your fourth child, and again after your ninth child, you had postpartum depression. Would you speak? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you speak to the first episode you had? When did you notice it? What was it like? What were you feeling, etc.?
Mm-hmm. And I never was that with any of my children, including the fourth. However, my sister, who is a nurse, came to my house one day when I was about 3 months postpartum. And she actually went out of her way to come to my house to tell me that she thought that I had it. And I was a little taken back because I had no idea really what it was in full detail. And so I thought she was kind of crazy. And after she left, and after I got over being a little annoyed at her, I actually Googled the symptoms for postpartum depression, and I realized that it wasn't just a person being depressed. It didn't even necessarily have to be someone being depressed. But I realized that some of the symptoms that were actually stated, and I think it was like WebMD or whatever, I realized that I had those symptoms. So some of the symptoms that I had that I just kind of equated to just having a baby and being, you know, busy and whatnot, were anxiety, insomnia, things like that. And I, but then as I read a little bit more about it, I thought some of the other things that I did think were a little unusual may be actually what she was talking about. So I got a little nervous thinking I actually had it.
Right, right.
I called the doctor the next morning, immediately, my OBGYN, and unfortunately, my OBGYN at the time had said that he thought that it was just me being run ragged with all of my children. So he actually totally dismissed me, and then I was like, oh no, what do I do? Because some of the things that I was experiencing, not all the time, but, you know, they made me nervous. So, for example, like my mind racing, and occasionally having suicidal thoughts, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I went back to my sister and told her what the doctor said, thinking, okay, what do we do now, you know? And she said, go to your other doctor. So I went to the other doctor, my normal doctor, and they immediately took me in. They, within an hour, I was in the doctor's office, and they gave me the screening, the Edinburgh screening test for it, and they said, oh yeah, you definitely have it, and you know, this is how we think we should treat it. And so that was the first time around, which, you know, once I was being treated for it, it was not nearly as severe as this last time with my ninth child. So that's kind of a high level overview of this.
Okay. Prior to your marriage or your first child, did you suffer any depression?
No, I mean, occasionally when I was a younger kid, like a teenager, I would say I went through bouts of it, but I call it in my book, I call it self-inflicted, so dating the wrong guys, things like that, but never actually clinically depressed, you know, diagnosed clinically depressed, no. Mm-hmm. And my family had never had it either, and no one in my family that I know of has suffered from any type of postpartum depression or clinical depression. So it wasn't something that I was really looking for. I knew high level what it meant, but I had never, you know, experienced it up until that point.
At any time during your depression period, either after the first or the fourth or the last child, did you ever think about maybe hurting the child?
Oh yes, yes. I so for my fourth child, the first time around, I definitely as it went on, because it was a process, just like this last time was a process, is a process as well. With that bout of depression, I did definitely occasionally think of hurting myself and hurting the child. I only got a little consolation when I read that other women had that as well. I never heard that really from the doctors. I heard it from researching, picking up at the time, Brooke Shields' book back then.
Mm-hmm.
And then with this time around, you know, I had mentioned in my book, I had really, you know, erratic thoughts, something as simple as, you know, well, what would happen if I just take the baby in the lamb rocker, which is, you know, it's a new little rocker that you can lay the child in, but it's portable.
Right.
You can carry it around the house. You know, well, what if I take the lamb rocker and just, you know, gently dump the rocker and the baby over the stairs, right? Meaning like a full flight of stairs.
Mm-hmm.
Like stupid, irrational thoughts like that, you know, very weird. So yeah, I definitely had that, and I had it about hurting myself as well. So very, very scary.
Yeah, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was around October 3rd, I had former Governor Cody's wife on.
Yeah.
And she has postpartum depression, and her child now is, you know, a young adult. He's, you know, probably in his 30s. But when she was on the radio with us, she was saying that when she would be bathing the child, she'd look over and there was a glass on the counter. And she was thinking, if I would smash it, I could cut his throat.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it was just like, whoa, you know.
It's totally intense. I listened to that interview actually on the archive.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I was amazed, you know, by her story. And, of course, I felt for her and with her, because I had said, my husband didn't even know until he read my book, that when I was going through this last bout of postpartum depression, I had to look at everything. I did look at everything, in a totally different manner. So I actually looked at something as small as like a safety pin or a razor or an iron or a curling iron.
Right.
Thinking to myself, you know, maybe I should lock them up. And I never told him this because I didn't want to freak him out, because, you know, I think since I didn't experience the postpartum psychosis, which is very severe.
Right, right.
I knew that they were irrational thoughts. So I didn't say anything, but those were things that I was thinking, and I put it in my book because, you know, it is something that you go through, and it's very real, and it's very scary, because I've never looked at items like that before, as I can use it to hurt myself or my children.
Yeah, it is scary, and, you know, it's, unless you, I don't know how to say this, unless you've experienced it yourself, it's very difficult to understand that what somebody else may be saying about it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we have four children. My youngest son has mental health issues, and he's schizophrenic, and, you know, he spent almost 3 years hospitalized continuously, and he was in and out of the hospital after that more times than we care to count. And unless somebody else has a relative or a friend or a child, or, you know, in this case, my youngest son is no longer a child. He's well into being an adult. But, you know, unless they have something similar, it's hard for people to understand.
Right. And I think that's why a lot of women don't speak about it at all. And I think that's why I definitely believe that the numbers around mental health in general, but especially postpartum, in my case, I should say, postpartum depression, I think that the statistics are totally skewed, because I don't think that women are really reporting it, either because they're afraid to report it or because, like in my case, as was the case with Senator Cody's wife,
right,
she was dismissed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that was how many years ago? But, you know, she went and they didn't know what to do with her. So, unfortunately, it still happens. And I know from women, after me being very public about it and writing the book and trying to talk about it a little bit more, I know that there are women out there that have not reported it, but they're going through it. And it could be severe, as it, you know, as in what we're talking about, wanting to hurt themselves,
sure,
or their children or their families.
Right.
Or it could be a little bit milder, but they're not, you know, they're not talking about it because there's definitely a stigma around it, just as there is stigma around mental illness.
Exactly. Exactly. And, you know, like Mary Jo Cody said, she was hospitalized for a long period of time. And because I guess at that period of time, they didn't quite know what to do with her, you know. And, you know, and being a celebrity, quote unquote, you know, it's a little more difficult, too, to come out and say things like that, you know. But she goes around now and makes speeches about it. And tries to get people aware of it.
Extremely inspiring, because like she had said in the interview with you, which I was just, oh my gosh, I was just shocked at, but not in a way. What she had been saying was, when she left Carrier after being hospitalized, the before and after pictures were the same. So she looked no different, which mm-hmm. is so sad. And I think still, even though that was years, like whatever, it was 30 years ago, or whatever she said, it still can be very much the same. That unfortunately people could be potentially misdiagnosed, or they're just not getting treated properly for whatever reason.
Right.
Maybe it's medical insurance, maybe it's just, you know, I'm not really sure.
Right.
But in her case, it to me was such an amazing story, because she got out of it okay. When you listen to her speak and how severe it was, it's amazing that she did get out of it okay.
Yeah, she gave a talk in Flemington here, one of the local schools, and her son attended also. And, you know, and it was just awesome to see them hug each other. And, you know, that's when I asked her if she'd like to come on the radio.
Right.
But since she's a school teacher, I had to wait till, you know, she had a day off, you know, to
right.
do it. So, but, now, your second bout with post-traumatic stress sounds like it was worse than the first, or was the worst of the two that you had.
It was very, very bad. I firmly believe, looking back now, that it actually began in the hospital, because I believe that one of my triggers for it was stress, a very stressful situation. We were closing on a house a week and a half after I was having my baby, which obviously is a little crazy in and of itself. However, I was in the hospital. I had just had the baby. I was so happy. Everything was perfect. And they called me in the hospital two days after I had the baby. And the financial realtors had said, the department from the realtors, I should say, said, we have an issue with your, you know, your loans or whatever, and you may not be able to get the house. So that started a very stressful situation for literally the next week and a half until we closed. And up until the day of, we were constantly on the phone with different people and running around trying to, you know, basically make it work. So it was
right.
a very stressful situation. And long story short, we eventually got the house, we moved in, and 2 days later, I basically had my husband call the 911 on me because I just, all of a sudden, I just completely broke down, not in a crying way, but in a panic attack, what's wrong with me, what's going on, and it was basically everything hit me at once.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew for sure that it was postpartum depression because I had experienced it before.
Right.
But because it was so severe, I wasn't sure if there was something else as well. So that's why I told him, you know, this isn't your normal whatever. There's something seriously wrong with me. And so he called and, you know, we went and then they diagnosed me with postpartum depression and sent me on my way. And then from there on, it was a hell of a few months or more, I should say, and it was just much, much more severe with as far as anxiety and panic attacks I've never had before, which is definitely one of the symptoms of postpartum depression. Eventually, I was depressed. I wasn't in the beginning, but eventually I was. I was very disconnected, not necessarily from the baby, but just in general. Like I say in my book, it was very much like an out-of-body experience. Hard to, like you said, very hard to explain and articulate unless you've actually been in it.
Right.
But I do, you know, obviously when I meet women and I talk to them and, you know, share some experiences, automatically they're like, oh yeah, that was me, you know, or this part was me and this part wasn't me, you know. So thank God with help and support, I was able to get through it. But it was definitely the scariest time of my life. It was, I compared the first time, the first time seemed severe, but it really, in actuality, in comparison, it wasn't. So the second time around for me was very severe. And that's why, as soon as I could, I just started writing. And I really, it was like Forrest Gump. I didn't stop writing until I finished the book. Just because I wanted to get it out there and while it was fresh in my mind and I was experiencing it and just trying to help whoever I could or avoid it in anyone, because it's just, you wouldn't wish it on your worst enemy. And just in general, you know, it's mental illness. They all fall in the same bucket, you know.
Right.
You take your pick of which one you, you know, which label you want to put on it, it's mental illness.
So, Joanne, how did you cope the second time? You said they sent you on your merry way. Was it medication, therapy? What got you through this besides writing?
Well, in the very beginning, I was very numb in a fog, so I really wasn't coping. I was just kind of existing, basically, and thank God, the first time around, I was able to treat it holistically only because my doctor originally wanted to prescribe Zoloft to me. And when I went home and Googled it, the side effects made me very nervous. So suicidal thoughts, anxiety. So I thought to myself, is this going to make me worse?
Right.
And unfortunately, I decided, or fortunately, whichever way you look at it, I decided not to do it. And so the first time around, I was able to treat it holistically with basically the hardest thing for some women to do, rest, not overdo it, you know, try to delegate, get some help, get some support, vitamins, exercise, diet, things like that, sleeping as much as you can, or with, you know, when baby sleeps, you sleep, things like that that they tell you to do and sometimes you just don't do. The second time around, I definitely knew I needed something, but I didn't know what it was. And when my OBGYN called me the same night that I went to the hospital, he prescribed me with progesterone, which I have a chapter in my book about. And I had actually heard about it years ago and completely forgotten about it, that for some women, putting back the progesterone in your body that you lose from labor and delivery can actually balance out all those the chemical imbalances and what really makes you have those suicidal thoughts and things like that, in addition to obviously sleep deprivation is so key for that. So I decided, okay, oh my gosh, you know, I heard about that, let me try that. Because I didn't necessarily want to try antidepressant unless I needed to. And so, thank God for me, it worked like a miracle drug. I totally can't even get over how it really balanced me out. In addition with every so often, unfortunately, because I wasn't 100% for a long time, I did have to take Xanax for my panic attacks and anxiety attacks, which stay with me maybe once a month, maybe once a week, just never knew when they would come on. And then eventually I was able to get off of everything and just go back to trying to do my normal routine, which is sleeping more and delegating and things like that. But I mean, in the very beginning, when I talk about it in my book, is I had literally such an incredible amount of people helping me as far as the church community. I didn't have to cook for 2 weeks. And if you can imagine that for 11 people, I mean, that's a lot of food, you know?
Yeah, definitely.
My school and my church were dropping off meals like crazy. I had people at my house because I was literally like a zombie. I can't explain it. I was able to take care of the baby and myself, but I didn't really want to be alone. So I had people at the house literally like a babysitter schedule around the bus until my husband came home from work. And my husband was incredible. He took off work. So definitely between all the help and support that I had, and then also the progesterone and the Xanax as needed, those are the things that really helped me to get through the darkest time of it. So.
Well, you know, you were very fortunate because you said you listened to Joanne Cody's interview that she had with me. And I'm not sure if she mentioned it on the air or if she mentioned it at the live program she gave that I attended, but she said that when she had breast cancer, everybody was coming over and giving her, you know, food and support and cleaning the house and taking care of this and that and the other. And when she came out of the hospital with post-traumatic stress, nothing. Nobody was there.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I find it very enlightening that you, for lack of a better word, that you had people come over and had so many people that wanted to help you after knowing that you had postpartum depression, you know, because a lot of times people who have a mental health issue, everybody steps two paces back, you know, because they don't want to catch it, you know. And, you know, many people find it hard to accept help. You know, they don't want it. They don't want to accept it because they don't want to encourage people thinking that they're different, quote unquote. And, you know, so a lot of times it is hard to accept.
Absolutely. And she did, after we were talking about, she did mention it in the interview. And I felt her 100% because when I was writing the book, because I was still in the thick of it, I said, you know, like towards the end, so what's going to happen when I'm quote unquote okay? Will there be any help? Because when it comes to mental illness, right, it's always a battle, it's always a struggle. And for some women, postpartum depression doesn't end within a year, like the experts say. It can go on for years and years and years.
Right.
And mental illness as well in general. You know, you have something like schizophrenia, you have bipolar, you have all these things that, you know, they don't go away with a pill. They don't go away with, you know, it's a process, it's a battle, it's a struggle, and it has to be treated. So I do remember listening to her and she talking about it and thinking, you know, I just totally identified with that. And in my particular case, I think because I've had so many children and because I've done it all my life, I've done everything for everybody, and then all of a sudden, my sister, it wasn't me, my sister was reaching out actually and saying, you know, can you help her? I think the fact that they knew that I was in need of help was like, oh my goodness, because, you know, I never asked for help up until that point.
Right,
But I was definitely very blessed with that. I'm on postpartumprogress.com. There's forums there for women with postpartum depression, anxiety, things like that. And all too often, there are just women out there alone. Their husband's either gone or working all the time or just not, you know, saying that we don't have time for postpartum depression, you know, things like that. And these women are on their own, and they are not getting any help from anyone whatsoever.
Right.
What you talked about.
Right. It is. You spoke in your book about Box Rescue Remedy.
Oh, yes.
And yes. Highlands Calm Forte.
Yes. That was one of the things that I didn't actually do it, but I put it in there because my doctor recommended it. But she highly recommended it because she herself had gone through postpartum with all three of her pregnancies.
Okay. Okay.
I'm in Eastern Pennsylvania, so I did not do it. But from what she told me, and also from what I had read and experienced through conversations with other women, that they rave about that it helped them very much through postpartum depression.
Okay. And yeah. Is Highlands Calm Forte basically the same thing, or?
Now, I want to add something to that. You can get those at any health food store. I've used both of them. Sometimes they're really terrific for insomnia and a lot of generalized type of anxiety. They're both really good.
Yeah, that's what she said. And also, as I went on with the postpartum depression, I wasn't eating the medication and stuff, which was after I published the book. I had gone to just the regular vitamin shop or whatever, and there's obviously lots of different alternatives. One of the ones that I've looked at and I've taken is called Kava 6, and it's actually some type of a root, I forget from where, from Kava, it stems from something, and that helps as well with anxiety and depression and insomnia.
I have one other one I have to ask you about. Mindfulness-based stress reduction training?
Yeah, that's the one that I was mentioning that was in, I believe she said, something in Princeton.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I have to ask, a lady such as yourself who has 9 children, a house to take care of, all this, how did you find time to write a book?
Well,
I mean... I have to ask that because my wife wanted to know.
People ask me all the time, and I'm like, I'll tell you, and I'll be very honest about it. So, my husband saw, obviously, firsthand how I was. So, a little bit into the postpartum depression was when things were kind of, I should say leveling out, but it was leveling out more like I was able to be alone. I was able to manage certain things. And he had to go to a conference in Atlantic City for his job. And he actually reached out to one of my great friends and said, would you mind taking care of the kids so that Joanne can come with me and get a, quote-unquote, break and just kind of, relax or whatever. But the thing is, as he knew, it was always in my mind while I was going through it because I love to write. I've written for years. I write on several different blogs. And I've been writing my first book, which has not been out yet. This is my first book, obviously, it's postpartum depression. But I started a different book several years ago that I'm not quite through with yet because it's a little bit more detailed with how I manage it all with a big family. But I knew after I had the fourth child and I had that bout of postpartum, I knew I wanted to write about it. So I originally just wrote about a chapter of it in my book that's yet to be published. I also blogged a lot about it, but that was it. With this case, when my husband got the babysitter and we went to Atlantic City, he was in conferences all day for 2 days. I was in the hotel room, and ideally, in his perfect world, I would be resting. But because I was so driven and so passionate about writing this, and because it was all so fresh in my mind, I literally sat down and I wrote the majority of the book in those 2 days. I didn't stop. He actually had to wait for me. He got out of his conferences, and he caught me sitting there still writing, and I said, just wait, I have to finish this. And so literally, I didn't stop like Forrest Gump. I just kept writing. Mm-hmm. And then I went home. I rested from that part of it. And a week later, I went to my mother's house, and I stayed overnight one night alone, and I finished the book is there, the bulk of it. And then I basically took the next couple of months, several months, he here and there, and I would, in my breaks between working for my job and before I had to pick up the kids, I would edit a little bit, and then I would ship it off to the editor, and then that was it. I just wanted to get it out as soon as I could get it out, and then once we got it out, I was just more driven towards getting it to the hospitals, getting it to the OBGYNs, getting it to whomever, to just kind of promote more awareness around it. Just like anyone, I shouldn't say anyone, but just like Mrs. Cody, you know, she was passionate about speaking out about it and doing something about it. That's how I felt.
Okay.
So why don't you tell us what the name of your book is and your publisher?
Oh, sure. So it's What's Wrong with Mommy? Rise the Wave of Postpartum Depression with a Mother of Nine. And it's on Amazon.com. And it is published by Mariah Publishing. And, it's, you know, like I said, when people ask me about it, it's not the first book I wanted to write, but it's definitely very close to my heart because I just feel like it's so important to get it out there, get the message out there, and kind of break the stigma around, you know, mental illness and postpartum depression.
You know, it's like people ask me, well, you're retired, Larry, you know, why do you do all this? You work harder now than when you worked with, you know, presentations, radio shows. I do 2 radio shows, presentations, teaching the family class, running support groups. And I look at it that if I can help one person,
exactly,
that's all that counts. You know, then it's all worth, then it's all worthwhile. You know, and I have to say that you had a few wonderful ideas for folks suffering from PPD, but you also have wonderful ideas because they can overlap with mental health issues. And having been in this for almost 20 years, they would help a lot of people. One of them was ask for help. And a lot of people find that very hard to do.
I totally understand because I was there. But like I said in the book, you know, if you can't take care of yourself and have somebody help you, how are you going to help your child? How are you going to help your family?
Right. And, you know, a lot of times people, you know, they can't ask for help because the stigma that's attached to, you know, admitting that they need help from because they have a mental health issue.
Absolutely.
You know.
Well, you know, the thing for me, too, was because people who know me and they follow me on my mom blog and my Facebook and stuff, they know that I'm very open. So when this all happened with me, I was very open about it, and I was actually hashtagging it. And I was hashtagging it on purpose because I knew I was going to eventually write a book about it.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to easily just go back and look at my hashtags of what did I look like. I was taking videos of myself. And I can tell you that, you know, people were very uncomfortable with it. I had many people I knew who were talking behind my back. And, you know, I was hearing through the grapevine, you know, what was being said. And I never cared. But it definitely, it opened my mind to how people are really uncomfortable with mental illness and how there is a stigma around it.
Right.
And so that's, it just gave me personally more fuel for the fire. It made me more driven to get out and talk about it. And that's why I always speak a lot about mental illness. I don't just say postpartum depression because it's all the same.
Right. And you know that one of the other things that I enjoyed was stop and enjoy the flowers, you know. I thought that was pretty cool, you know, and, you know, baby steps, focus on one thing a day, you know. A lot of times people want to do this and do that and get this done and get that done. Reminds me of my wife, actually, but, when you have something like this and you have a mental health issue, whether it's postpartum depression or, you know, anxiety or bipolar or schizophrenia, if you could focus on the baby steps and just, and that's what I tell people, you know, focus on one thing a day, no matter how simple it may seem to you, you know, if it's taken 5 minutes to sit on the deck and look at the flowers or look at the sky or whatever, you know, that's cool, you know, and
you know,
right.
So for me, it was hard to just vacuum a room. Like,
sure.
As ridiculous as that sounds, I'm very OCD. But even today, because I still ride the wave. That's why I wrote the subtitle, Ride the Wave. It's a wave. It's up and down and back and forth. And even till this day, I have to stop myself from doing so much because I know that that, you know, craziness and that sleep deprivation is going to put me right back where I was.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, one of the hardest things that people have to do when they have a mental health issue is face your fears.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. I think that is probably one of the hardest.
Yeah.
You know,
for me, the and I talk about it in the book is the just driving again. That was very difficult for me, which was it's crazy for me to even wrap my head around it now. But I remember thinking, okay, today is the day I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to drive 3 blocks. And it was a huge fear for me. And it was very, very scary. And once I did it, I felt great that I did it. But it was just to do it was just huge. Something that you take for granted. You don't think about
right.
things like that.
Right, because you do it automatically. You know. And, you know, just for the record, postpartum depression is not only a woman's exclusive. Dads have it also. And they can have postpartum depression, too. And
I definitely think there's a lot of people that don't realize that.
Yes, I agree with you. I think there's a lot of people that don't. Right. Right.
But it's all about, you know, taking care of yourself. So, yeah, dads definitely get it as well.
And you had said earlier about a postpartum depression website. Could you elaborate just a second on that? Because we're just about out of time.
Sure. So I spoke in the book a little bit about it. I actually had originally called a suicide line one night.
Okay.
So is your blog on that website, postpartumprogress.com,
yeah,
or is it on a different
website? It's actually camaraderiemom.com. So I know it's a long.
We better spell that for all the people who are spelling challenged.
Yeah.
C-A-M-A.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah.
C-A-M-A-D-E-R-I-E, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Mom.com. I'm on Twitter and I'm on Facebook.
Mom.com. And the name of your book again is What's Wrong with Mommy? You can give us the subtitle.
Yep, Ride the Wave of Postpartum Depression with a Mother of Nine.
Right, by Joanne Diaz.
Well, Joanne, I can't thank you enough. Time just flew by.
Thank you.
And, of course, the time flew by because 10 minutes of it was trying to get you back and forth on the phone. But it wasn't your fault. It had to be ours. So
this is wonderful. Thank you so much.
No, I do appreciate it. And if you don't mind, down the road, I may call you and ask you to come back on again.
Oh, absolutely. I'm always open to anything. That's why I always tell people, with my insomnia and everything, too, I'm online. I'm willing to help and talk. And you know, just be engaged, because I think it's such an important matter, mental illness and postpartum depression. So thank you, Larry. I appreciate it.
I really do. And you and your family have a wonderful holiday season, and a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye now, Joanne.
Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.